Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Grave and repeated warnings from top U.S. security officials about the danger of terror attacks on the July 4th weekend were confirmed by what appears to be a coordinated series of attacks in virtually all major U.S. cities. Many of the attacks used explosives as a distraction, and one of them was a suicide attack. Ground zero for the carnage was Chicago, where 9 people were shot and killed and 46 wounded, some of them while watching explosive fireworks displays. A source close to the investigation, who does not want to be identified because of an aversion to ridicule, says all the attackers are affiliated with a group known as Illinois Students Independence Society, a shadowy organization that controls its militants with the Internet. Chicago's police superintendent convened a news conference at which he displayed scores of weapons confiscated from ISIS extremists and asked, "Isn't it time we fixed this system? Isn't it time we took down the Confederate flag?" In New York City, one fiendish attacker threw an explosive into an NYPD police car, setting it afire. The suspect is thought to be one of a growing number of Unitarian extremists who have become radicalized by accidental internet contact with the Federalist Papers. Reporters could not get into Detroit to assess the situation there, but could hear heavy machine gun and artillery fire through Saturday night. The city is thought to be in the hands of a cadre of hunters from northern Michigan, organized by a used car salesman named Albert Cada. It's known to law enforcement as Al-Qaeda in the Upper Peninsula. Al is a Unitarian. Need we say more? The lone suicide attack took place in a small town in Maine for reasons that remain a mystery. A young man who obviously had been spending too much time on the internet while drinking placed a mortar tube on his head and fired it. I'm not making this up. Fortunately, his aim was bad and no one was hurt. Unfortunately, he was killed instantly. He is regarded as a leading contender for a posthumous Darwin Award. An incomplete list of the terror attacks executed in the United States in little over 48 hours this weekend. Chicago, 9 dead, 46 wounded, 20 separate shooting attacks on Saturday and Sunday. Minneapolis, 5 wounded in 2 shootings. Washington, D.C., 2 dead and 3 wounded. Milwaukee, 4 dead, 2 critical after 5 shooting incidents. Rock Hill, South Carolina, 4 dead. New York City, 1 dead, 3 wounded. East Oakland, California, 1 dead, 3 wounded. Louisville, Kentucky, 2 dead, 5 injured. Syracuse, New York, 10 shootings over the weekend. Another early Monday, 10 people wounded, 1 critical. Time just doesn't permit listing the multiple single-victim attacks that occurred in other communities across the country. One can only hope that anyone who contemplates this list of carnage directed against the homeland will regret the cynicism that greeted the earnest prior warnings of our security establishment. This morning, with the pungent smell of cordite and black powder fogging the land, the men and women of our security apparatus stand as resolute as ever, shoulder to shoulder, their backs to the country, peering out to sea for the first glimpse of a jihadi. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.